By now, I assume that you have heard of the foot-in-the-shoe theory of Class II treatment. This theory suggests that for Class II patients, if you expand the maxillary arch, i.e. widen the shoe, that will allow the foot, the mandible, to spontaneously slip further forward, thereby achieving a Class II correction of the occlusion. Is this theory true? Can you achieve a Class II correction by simply expanding the maxillary arch? A study titled Rapid Palatal Expansion for Spontaneous Class II Correction by Tanya Volk et al., which appeared in the March 2010 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. In this study, the authors evaluated a sample of 13 patients with a mean age of 10 years, 3 months. All of the patients had rapid palatal expanders in place for 6 months. The authors used articulated models to record centric relation, centric occlusion, that is, the occlusion of the opposing teeth when the mandible is in centric relation, and maximum intercuspation prior to expansion and after expansion was complete at 6 months. They used the models to measure changes in the occlusal relationship of the molars. When the authors evaluated the changes that had occurred after expansion, what do you think that they found? The results are interesting in that the only measurements with statistically significant changes from pretreatment to post-expansion were the maxillary intermolar widths, which you would hope would be wider after rapid palatal expansion. Because the Class II relationship improved in only 7 patients and actually got worse in 5 subjects, with one subject staying the same, the authors concluded that their study did not support the foot-in-the-shoe theory. I should also note that the maximum improvement for any patient was 2 millimeters. The bottom line of this study is that the changes that occurred could be directly related to growth. Hugo Lager noted as early as the 1960s that if a patient has anterior mandibular growth and a Class II malocclusion, that all you had to do was somehow interfere with the occlusion and the anterior growth of the mandible would change the occlusion from Class II to Class I. While the sample for the study was small, it seems to me that the fact that as many as 5 of the patients actually developed a worse Class II occlusion should put the foot-in-the-shoe theory to rest once and for all. You can find this article in the March 2010 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.